Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we are broadcasting from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to stay in mid-Michigan right now, spend a little time with Ahmed Asawi. He is the IT manager for LAFQ, which is headquartered here in Lansing. It is great to have you on, Ahmed, and let's start off with this. You were a featured speaker at the International. Tell me about that and that experience. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really wonderful experience, to be honest with you. You know, I was honored to be selected. It's called the Service Management World Conference. It's held every year, and they select a certain amount of speakers. And, you know, what it does is it brings different thoughts and different thought leaders together to kind of talk about, you know, the future of IT and how we can improve the business aspect versus the technical aspect and link them together to improve the customer experience. So yeah, it was a great experience.
I'll tell you, whenever you talk at a national, it's a big deal. To be at an international, you got to have a little expertise to get in there. So we're glad we nabbed you for today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what did you have to do to be selected as that presenter? How did that process go?
You know, honestly, I'd actually applied a few times. This is like my third time applying. And, you know, I noticed there was a gap in between the times I applied. So, you know, you had to explain what you wanted to talk about, kind of talk about your expertise and how much experience you had. And the third time was the charm. It was because I felt like I had more experience and more expertise, and I was able to bring more to the table. And that's when they approved my speaking engagement.
Okay, so I see that your presentation was called Going from Zero to 100 in ITSM. Tell me a little bit about that. What was involved, and really, what was the message?
You know, honestly, it was a 60-minute presentation. And, you know, going to a lot of these presentations or a lot of these conferences, everybody talks about the successes, like, oh, yeah, I do this and it's really great and it's fantastic. I wanted to talk about the difficulties and the things that you had, the pain points that we had to overcome and failures. Like, there were a few instances where I talked about, yeah, we rolled out this process and it flopped and it was really bad. And, you know, we basically had to pull it back. And to show people that, hey, failure is a part of the process and it's the part of us growing as an institution, you know, as service management wise.
You know, it's kind of interesting because here in the Midwest, we had a real problem with that failure thing. We always looked at failure and thought, oh, God, they failed. How much good could they do me? Where you get on the West Coast and the East Coast and they're both like, ooh, he failed a couple of times. He must know a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a hard habit to break, right? So, you know, it's showing at the end when you learn from the failure, you're showing like that you have the cause and you understand what caused it and you bring benefits from that cause.
So tell me a little bit about your career path to get here, because we were talking offline and I said to you, I feel so good when we're able to keep our talent. You're locally grown.
Yeah, born and raised, graduated from Eastern High School, went to Michigan State for my bachelor's in information technology management, have my master's from MSU. And actually, I worked at MSU for about 14 years after college. And, you know, opportunity opened up here at LAFQ and I couldn't say no. And, you know, I haven't looked back since. It's been a great opportunity working for a great organization.
And it is a great organization. 74,000 members across Michigan. I think your footprint is much bigger than I realize.
Yeah, you know, and it's also the impact. You know, people just look at LAFQ and they see like it's a credit union, but the impact that we have on the community is huge. Just yesterday, I was at Post Oak, my old alma mater and mentor, and I was greeting to the students, and it just felt good to be able to get back to the community and be a part of it.
Well, and that's the other thing. When you keep your talent, then you keep the appreciation they have for their community. And congratulations on that. Obviously, you were a great hire for LAFQ, and I can see why they stole it from MSU.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, that's really true. So tell me, where is the next international? Because I'm presuming this is an annual.
Yeah. So the next one is actually going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's this year. I think it's in October of this year.
That is a great time to be in Phoenix. You want to make sure you get there.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Things are really looking good at that time. Temperature is good, all that stuff. Okay, bud. Well, it's good to have you on again and keep up the good work and tell everybody at LAFQ we said hi.
All right. Thank you very much. It was very nice meeting you guys and being a part of this. I appreciate it.
Great having you on. We appreciate the information and congratulations, Ahmed Asawi, who is the IT manager at LaughQ.
I want to thank all of our guests today and, of course, all of you for being here on the Michigan Business Beat. And as always, from all of us here at the Michigan Business Network, I'm Chris Holman, wishing you a very prosperous day.